I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. No one says they want war in Ukraine, but just look on the ground, in the country's east especially, and tensions keep rising. Ukrainian troops have been deployed in the east to recapture areas seized by pro-Russia separatists, but in one town they were blocked by civilians and even appeared to lose some of their armored vehicles to the other side. And in the regional capital Donetsk, pro-Russia gunmen took over the mayor's office. The BBC's David Stern is in Donetsk and has been watching the standoff.
Well, Marco, it's a fairly calm situation, but calm, I say in perhaps quotation marks, because it is occupied by men in ski masks with serious-looking weapons. They are on the first floor, but apparently they also have people on all floors of the office. They haven't so much seized the building as they have just occupied it. It's a small distinction to make, but people are allowed to go in and out of the building at will, at least if they work there. The city council is allowed to meet. But obviously, anytime that you have men with ski masks on the first floor, that's not a normal work day. And they have said that they are part of a group from Kharkiv. It's called Aplot, and they are a fight club. But they have come out in the recent months very much against the opposition that now is in power. Now, they have occupied the building saying that they are demanding a referendum on the political status of the eastern regions. And they say they're going to stay there until this referendum is, you know, put on the schedule.
So these protesters, you call them a fight club? What does that mean? It doesn't sound very savory.
Yeah, well, they're a group, as I say, I guess you should put fight club in quotation marks. They're boxers, very physically large, practiced fighters, and the ones that are in the mayor's office are very well armed. We saw a lot of weaponry there.
That's happening in the mayor's office. I'm kind of at pains to imagine what's going on outside the mayor's office and just like daily life in Donetsk. What's it like there?
Well, I look out on the street and there people are waiting for the buses and walking up and down, doing their shopping, going to work. This is an industrial part of the country. You have miners going into the mines, or probably are already there now. But there is a definite tension and worry. I talk to people and everybody is, regardless on what side of the political divide they are extremely worried that this could end up being a conflict that either becomes even larger in Donetsk or, in fact, engulfs the entire region and the eastern part of Ukraine, if not in Ukraine altogether.
And this muscle, these fight club guys inside the mayor's office there in Donetsk, I mean, how representative are they of, you know, the average person in the streets of Donetsk?
Well, it's difficult to say. What I've found when I've been speaking to people is that although there is not a whole lot of sympathy with the idea of joining Russia, at the moment at least, there is a great deal of support for the idea of becoming more autonomous, and also that they don't really trust the central government in Kiev. They find they're very suspicious of it. They think that these people are either usurpers or they don't represent their interests, and they think that whatever happens, it's better if they have more control over their own affairs.
The rhetoric coming from Kiev right now is pretty potent. The interim prime minister, Arseniy Yatsenyuk, is saying Moscow's exporting terrorism, that Russia is putting up a Berlin Wall. What's driving him to up the ante in what seems to be a pretty delicate situation?
Well, he's been saying that not necessarily those words, Berlin Wall and exporting terrorism. Yes, you're right. That's pretty incendiary. But they've been saying up until now that this is a Russian invasion. This is Russian aggression and that this needs to be countered. And they're backed up by Western leaders. We've heard from President Obama. We've heard from British officials. We've heard from the head of NATO, who says that Russia is deeply engaged in what's going on here. And at the same time, they're saying that if there is going to be civil war, it will be because Russia has brought it to that point. Obviously, we need to say that Russia says they have absolutely no involvement here, that they are interested in letting the people of the East have their voice. And they say that this country needs a new constitution and that it's the government in Kiev that's bringing to civil war. But the situation is critical. And I think that the prime minister's remarks reflect the panic or the concern of what this ultimately could lead to.
So the headline seems to be increasing military activity on both sides, both with pro-Russian forces and Ukrainian government troops. Are we at a point, do you think, where you can say that one outnumbers the other or has an upper hand here?
It's difficult to say who has the upper hand. At the moment, the Ukrainian troops are being extremely careful because they say they don't want to create any unnecessary casualties. But at the same time, they are in a difficult position because they are constantly being surrounded by groups of civilians who are preventing them from moving or who have surrounded them in the towns where they've gone to. So it's a very fluid situation, as you can imagine. But there is a great deal of activity, and it seems that the situation is moving possibly further to a more direct confrontation. Even though we don't have necessarily full out fighting and shots being fired, it needs to be said that it could happen at any moment.
The BBC's David Stern in Donetsk in eastern Ukraine. Thank you for your time, David.
Thank you, Marco.